Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right babe. Not that Maggie's back in time.
Two on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning, taking your calls for 3 hours as we got to until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. Marco is rolling with us on the updates. And again, on this Wednesday morning, taking you through to the warm-up show at 5. And I will get to the winning ways of the New York Yankees. We'll get to the four games in a row, the winning ways of the New York Mets. But I continue to be astounded and baffled and frustrated and annoyed every single day with the New York Knicks. It doesn't end. Every day is another report that either annoys me or confuses me or flat out pisses me off. And here I am again this morning, and I just, you know, it's funny. I can't believe I'm about to say what I'm about to say. But I'm no longer needing of convincing, because there's been a lot of you, the fans, a lot of people in the media, a lot of people immediately who put James Dolan's fingerprints all over the firing of Tom Thibodeau. And I've been pushing back on it. Not necessarily that it sounded ridiculous or that it couldn't be the truth or that anything other than we really didn't have any evidence other than, you know, some of us thought the decision was confusing and unlike Leon Rose to fire him, and a decision that we thought didn't make any sense. And whenever we look to make sense of things that don't make sense, especially with the Knicks, we point the finger at the owner because he's the nonsensical one. He's the idiot. He's the one who makes bad decisions. Whenever there's a decision we don't like, we have someone easy to point the finger to and say, well, it must be him. And at this point, it better have been him. At this point, it's almost, I'm past the idea that it was James Dolan, because the reports of a couple days ago of him spearheading the firing of Tom Thibodeau and taking charge in the exit meetings, and clearly those exit meetings have meant everything. Because here is the obvious point. Here is the obvious point. For everything that has gone on since Leon Rose has taken over this team and the steady climb that they have made back into relevancy inside the NBA, with Leon Rose, with Tom Thibodeau, with Jalen Brunson being the three pillars of this climb, everything that has happened along the way, it has either been quiet and moving in silence and making deals nobody saw coming. It's also been with what has obviously been perceived to be with a plan. And right now, this better be James Dolan. As disgusting as that sounds to me, that Leon Rose was not allowed to decide who the next head coach was going to be, or that the owner of this team sat in the exit meetings and listened to this group of players talk about their frustrations with the coach, and as reported, some players flat out saying they don't want to play for the man anymore. And clearly those exit meetings have meant everything, more than the last 5 years, more than anything else. Those exit meetings and what some of those players have said and the inability to win one series has clearly changed how the New York Knicks have envisioned their plan. And it better be because the owner is impetuous. It better be that the owner is the one pushing this button, because if it's Leon Rose, my faith in Leon Rose has now dramatically wavered, and I no longer will utter the sentence of "in Leon Rose we trust." Because how can you trust what we have heard today? What is the plan after firing Tom Thibodeau? Go around the NBA and just ask people if their coach is available? Is that really what they're doing? As the reports come out today from Shams, from Mike Francesa, who breaks the news about Chris Finch in Minnesota, from Ian Begley, it is reported that the Knicks have knocked on the door of at least two other franchises just to take a peek to see if they'll let their coach come down to New York, whether it be Ime Udoka in Houston, who were denied by the Rockets, or it be Chris Finch in Minnesota, as they were denied by the Timberwolves. And now, the guy we've been talking about for the last 2 days in Jason Kidd, who apparently has felt like, and every report has indicated, that it's been the first choice of the New York Knicks. Yesterday, I'm talking about the report that it sounds like Jason Kidd has mutual interest in the job and wants to be the next Knicks head coach. And now we find out that despite knocking on the door of all these other franchises to see if their coach is available, they haven't even asked Dallas yet. And Shams just reported not too long ago on this late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning that if he's so inclined, I know there were reports earlier today that whispers around the league is that Dallas has no intention of letting him go. Well, Shams is pretty much stamping that with the idea that the Knicks haven't even asked yet as of late last night, and that all indications are the Dallas Mavericks have no intention of letting Jason Kidd go and will give them the same response that they got from Houston and that they got from Minnesota. No, thank you. We'll keep our coach. What exactly is going on in the Garden right now? What the hell is going on with this team? They fire the coach within a few days of losing to the Indiana Pacers in their first, yeah, I know I've said it a ton, I know we've all said it a ton, in their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. They have to fire him immediately to pivot to what exactly? Walking around with our hands out, asking for other teams' coaches? That's what it's come to? This is the plan? This is what you Knicks fans, a lot of the, maybe half the fan base, this is better than the stability of Tibbs? This is better than keeping a head coach that has raised the franchise from nothing into prominence because we don't like how he played the bench or some of the matchups or some of the offensive adjustments, and we'll go back and we'll point to this and we'll point to that. Well, here we are. I hope you enjoyed nitpicking every decision Tom Thibodeau made over the last 5 years in every postseason series, and specifically over this one where he only beat the defending champs in the biggest upset the series, the franchise has had, possibly for in its entire history. While we nitpick whether or not they face guarded Halliburton from the minute he touched the ball on the other side of the court, or whether we talk about the adjustments, or whether we talk about this one didn't want to play for him, I hope all of the critiques you have for Tom Thibodeau and how he ran this franchise back into prominence, I hope it's worth the idea that the Knicks look like a joke right now. A leaderless, rudderless, planless, dysfunctional franchise that doesn't know what else to do but to say, hey, he's a pretty good coach. He's worked with Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, despite the fact that we kill him for disappearing in their playoff series. But let's see if he's available. Oh, no? Okay. Well, I guess we'll move on to Houston. Ime Udoka. You know, he was looking like he was taking the Boston Celtics onto the track of the NBA championship. I don't know some things personally behind the scenes, but, you know, listen, he's done a good job with the young Houston team. Hey, you know, maybe they'll be willing to move on from him. Who else is next? I had a caller last night asking for Nick Nurse. Why not? Let's see if Philadelphia is interested in getting rid of their coach. What else can we do? This is the plan. Door-to-door salesman. Begging for other people's successful coaches. That's the best we got. Had to fire Tibbs. Had to fire Tibbs. He couldn't take them anywhere. There was no way a Tibbs-led team could get to the NBA Finals. They don't know where to turn. There is absolutely no plan. And this is it. Now forget it. I know I've been strong on the idea of selling us on Johnny Bryant as, you know, the second choice. Now he's the third, fourth, fifth choice. Now it's every other head coach in the league before going to Johnny Bryant. Good luck selling the fan base on that after you're begging door-to-door on other people's head coaches.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, what exactly is going on? And that's why I'm at the point, I skipped right over the process of saying, yep, it's probably Dolan. I went from, I don't know, I don't think so, I don't think it is James Dolan, I'd be surprised. I understand it kind of, it's starting to make sense that it's James Dolan, but still, like, I'd be surprised if Leon knows what had happened. Now, I went right from that into, it better be James Dolan, because if it's run by Leon Rose in this kind of manner, I've lost all faith in this franchise. As dysfunctional as it is that James Dolan's making decisions, at least it explains why they have no idea what they're doing. I'd rather have the impetuous owner come in and then make, you know, Leon Rose fumble around and try and find a coach rather than this is the idea from the beginning. Anybody who still thinks that moving on from Tibbs that quickly to go to what exactly? We don't even know what kind of coach we're getting. We're going to point to bench minutes. We're going to point to, you know, some adjustments that weren't made as they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. And who are we going to turn to? Who else can we ask if they're willing to get rid of their coach? Who else can we ask if they'll take our second round picks for their head coach? Embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I can't imagine that they thought, they went through those exit meetings and said, you know what? I know we don't have any idea what we want to do, but we have to fire Tibbs immediately. Because Mikal Bridges, who was awful all year, might not want to play for him next year. So let's just turn ourselves into a mockery and go around with no plan, no clue, no idea who we want to hire, and just see what other, you know, we'll look around and say, oh, you know, the Mavericks have been pretty good. And why, you know what, and now that we think about it, and, you know, Edwards of The Athletic, who covers the Knicks, did a good job, you know, breaking down the idea of why would any of these teams, and specifically Dallas with Kidd, we've been talking about Kidd the last 2 days, like it was a fait accompli because Kidd had mutual interest. Why would the Dallas Mavericks want to do this? Why would any team want to give their head coach to the New York Knicks? But Jason Kidd in specific, even though they haven't even asked yet, we're hearing this for 2 days, they haven't even asked yet. They've asked other franchises, not the Dallas Mavericks. But the Dallas Mavericks just, you know, traded away their great player, brought in AD, brought in, have Kyrie. They're going to get the first pick. They're looking to win, and they're not looking for bad PR. They're not looking to blow this franchise up. They're not looking to have more reasons to look dysfunctional by trading their head coach away. They made that move and tried to... They didn't trade Luka Doncic for a million picks. They traded him for another big superstar with a short window and an injury history. They're trying to win right now. They're going to just get rid of Jason Kidd. And shame on all of us for just assuming, because Jason Kidd might want the job, that it was going to happen. I mean, I don't know where this franchise is going. And it's more frustrating than, you know, from where they came and what they were, to feel like they were building something 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, however long ago it was. Right, was it May 16th? That Friday night, as they beat the Boston Celtics and we celebrated on 7th Avenue the greatest upset victory in the franchise's history, and we had this clear-cut path, this red carpet laid out before us, with the Indiana Pacers being the team in front of us, not the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the Indiana Pacers, who we should have beaten last year if not for the injuries. We were celebrating beating the defending champs, the Boston Celtics, a bitter rival, and this franchise was on better footing than it had been in 25 years. And from that moment till this one, the drop-off in my feeling towards this organization, my feeling towards their stability, my feeling towards who they are and how they've changed and why we've fallen in love with this team and why we have backed this team, has completely unraveled. Every day, it has completely unraveled. The minute they won that, the minute, you know, 2.5 minutes, that first three from Naismith, he pulled the string on the sweater. And every day, it just keeps getting pulled further, and it just keeps unraveling until I'm standing here with no shirt on, man. Like, it's unbelievable. I cannot fathom where we were in that moment to where we are now, where we're looking for maybe trade for KD, maybe, you know, the Giannis pipe dreams, letting players who are completely disappointing this year decide who the next head coach is, and then when making that decision, having zero plan and allowing this to be played out in the media every day with new reports as they're literally begging door to door to see if other teams will give the Knicks their head coach. What an absolute disaster. What an absolute disaster. And whoever takes this job now, wherever they're able to go, like what, and again, you know, I'm sure many of you will say, hey, Chris, Tibbs had to go. He lost the team, the issues, and all they're doing is asking permission. I mean, they just wanted to check the availability. It doesn't mean they were dead set on those guys or that they absolutely love those guys or that, you know, they wanted to necessarily hire, just checking a field. Can I talk to him? Where are you guys with him? Like, it's just asking, Chris. Yeah, it's just asking. It's just asking. It's firing the most successful coach you have had in a quarter century and then turning around with no plan and just seeing who's willing to talk to. Like, it's unbelievable how ugly this looks and how inept they look and how completely planless they are. Because you know what? And fairly so, and rightfully so, from what they've shown us over the last 5 years, the minute Tibbs was fired, everybody's assumption, mine, yours, Ian Begley, who covers the team as well as anybody, everyone's opinion was, you don't do this unless you have a plan. This has been in the works for weeks. Oh, they knew if he wasn't getting through this series, he was fired. Oh, they knew heading in, he had to get to an NBA Finals. They knew early on that they, like, this was in the works for a long time moving on from Tibbs, was it? Because it better be that the owner made a rash decision and now they're just scrambling, because if this was in the works for a while, they need to figure out how the hell to plan looking for a next head coach. This is embarrassing. For a Leon Rose-led team that has moved in silence, I talked about this a lot yesterday with the noise of Jason Kidd, an OG Anunoby trade out of nowhere, a Karl Anthony Towns trade out of nowhere, a team that has kind of moved in silence and hasn't necessarily made the big splash or made the obvious splash. They have caught people off guard with their decisions. They are publicly begging for someone to take this head coaching job. I am absolutely floored with how this has gone. It better be that the owner stepped in and now they don't know what to do, because if this was the plan's embarrassing. The plan's embarrassing. Just turn and pivot to Johnny Bryant if you're going to end up, you know, like, save us from this idea. Lie to us, fool us. Pull the wool over our eyes. Do whatever it is, any cliche about, you know, make me believe ignorance is bliss. Don't show me how the sausage is made. However else you want to put it, this is embarrassing. Make me believe. I have no belief. I have no further belief in Leon Rose in this particular decision. Now, maybe he'll reshape the roster. Maybe the coach will end. Maybe they'll luck into it, but that's what it's going to have to be. The Knicks are going to have to luck into the next good head coach for this franchise, because they have no idea where he is. They have no idea how to get him. And they are walking around saying, ooh, he's done a good job. Hey, would you like to talk? What an absolute joke. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Your Nick calls next. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to the ungodly home run hit by Judge and the come-from-behind win from the New York Mets and a bullpen decision. And you know me, and here it comes. The bullpen decision made on Saturday by Aaron Boone that is absolutely vilified by the fan base, and the bullpen decision made by Carlos Mendoza that is applauded by everybody. And it's the same thing. One worked out, one didn't. And that's how we base our decisions. Not on, was it a smart move? Did it work? And here's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 228, McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. 888-808-1019. And yes, we'll get to the winning baseball, but my goodness, what is going on with the Knicks? You know, I know I'm frustrated, and we're, you know, I am very frustrated. I mean, if you look at what's happened here, from the minute they won that game against the Celtics, and we had that three-quarter party, and what that was like to watch, and then they blow game one, they lose the series in a frustrating, disappointing series that I'll even admit the coach didn't have a great series. But from that moment, they fire him. We hear the name of Johnny Bryant almost immediately. We hear, they have a plan. We hear it's player-driven. We hear the players are the ones who wanted him out. They didn't know their roles with the team. Players didn't want to play for him. We hear Johnny Bryant. Then we hear Jason Kidd. We hear Jason Kidd is mutually interested. Haven't yet asked the Dallas Mavericks, but all signs pointing to Jason Kidd. Then today we find out, they've asked Houston, they've asked Minnesota. I wonder who we'll find out tomorrow. I wonder who else they've asked around the NBA if their coach is available. I had a caller yesterday. I scoffed at the idea they would ask Nick Nurse. I wouldn't be surprised. See if Nick Nurse wants to say, let's ask Philadelphia. They're kind of down right now. They're dealing with, had a miserable season. Maybe he wants out. Anybody else? No. Come on. You could just tell me what Fleeks is telling me something about Isola tweeted out.
Yeah, Isola's like, at this point, why not just ask for Mark Daigneault and Rick Carlisle's permission?
Yeah, exactly right. Just ask for, while they're on the series. I mean, come on. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I don't know who could be happy with this. Even if you thought that it was time to move on from the coach. Even if you thought that what the players had to say in the exit meetings justified the idea you had to move on from Tibbs. What is happening now is embarrassing. It's back to what the Knicks used to be. That's what's frustrating about this, because Tibbs was part of the team that pulled this thing out of the mire it was in for years, for decades. I know they had the pop-up year, here or two with Carmelo Anthony. It was better. They were the 2 seed. They won 52, 53 games that year. Ironically enough, Jason Kidd's last year in the NBA, they had a really good year that year, no doubt. Disappointing loss to the Indiana Pacers, of course, but had a really good year. They made the playoffs a couple times, lost to Miami. They lost series we expected them to lose, except the Pacer one. And, Melo brought a somewhat feeling of relevance to the franchise, but it didn't feel like the stability of 4 playoff appearances out of 5, 3 straight years with a playoff victory. Beating the defending champs, getting back into the Eastern Conference Finals, this has felt completely different and felt more long-lasting and has felt more about the actual stability as opposed to just a pop-up team that Carmelo Anthony plays ISO ball with and they found a way to win 50 games, in a lousy Eastern Conference. This felt like a legitimate team that's going to be good for a long time. We found our superstar. He's taken less money to give you the long-term contract. We've got, a coach who breeds culture. We have Leon Rose, who's running this thing the right way. And now, we've clearly got, and I have to be honest, how could you not say it was James Dolan? Now we clearly have an owner who made a decision to fire the coach after talking to the players, and Leon Rose, who has no idea where to go. No idea. So we are literally going door to door around the NBA, seeing who's willing to talk to us and who might be willing to trade us their head coach. That's what we're doing. I'm embarrassed. I went from being as proud about this franchise and as happy about this franchise as I've been since I was a teenager. It's the most pleased I've been and comfortable I've been with this franchise since I was a teenager. And in a span of a week and a half, I'm completely befuddled by them. And I'm fearing we're heading right back into the same direction we were the previous 2 decades. That this 5 years is going to be an oasis where we never get to drink. And now we're going right back into the desert. It just feels that way, man. And that might be an overreach, might be a lot, but I mean, we have traded stability so we can go beg around to see who the next coach might willing to like. What team is willing to trade us their head coach? That's what we went through. We went from a stabilizing franchise who was in the Eastern Conference Finals to going out there and begging for teams to give us their head coach. It's embarrassing. 888-808-1019. Let's start tonight with Duncan in Newark. What's up, Duncan?
What's goody, Big Mac? You've made dominating you very easy.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you're very pleased with what's going on right now. This is very exciting.
Oh my God! Let me just touch on a couple of points. First of all, do we know what we have in Beauchamp? Do we know what we have in Dottier? Do we know what we have in McCullough Jr.? We have no idea. You know why? Because of this coach that you're propping up on this pedestal.
He did what he did.
No, let me tell you why you're propping him up on a pedestal. Okay. You're saying, oh, he drug us out of the doldrums. We were so horrible for all these years and whatever. All right, cool. I think the players took him along for a ride. Thibodeau has a history of not winning championships. He has a history of getting players, getting teams to a certain level, and nobody wants to hear him anymore. 46%, and for the third year in a row, there's a poll. Who is the coach that players least want to play for and most want to play for? Mm-hmm. For the third year in a row, Thibodeau is number one with almost 50% of the league. He had to go. He got the most he could get out of the team. He had to go.
If you say so, all right, now, great. I'm sure he did. Let's look at all the head coaches. Let's look at all the head coaches who are above him and then go around and see if their teams are willing to trade us for him. That's what we should do. Let's look at the list of all the coaches that are higher on the list of where players want to go play and play for, and then just go ask and see if those teams are willing to trade him. Because that, I mean, you want to talk about what's Chris Finch's history? He's got a long history of what? Winning championships? Emir Duko left Boston. What happened? They won after he left. Like, I mean, these are the guys we're begging for. Jason Kidd, long history of winning championships.
Big Mac.
Well, how about getting traded and causing infighting inside the organization and trying to create mutinies?
We're not
and
begging.
Then, what are we not? Yes, we are. We're begging. Begging.
This is the business of basketball. GMs. Yes, sir. GMs make calls. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing with this guy? Sometimes they ask about players who are untouchable. Right. That is called being a good GM. GMs call about players. Dude,
about players. I'm going another. About players. How often do you fire a head coach who took you to the final four teams in the NBA, fire him, and then call around multiple teams around the NBA asking to trade for head coaches? This is the business of the NBA. That's how the NBA has handled it.
You're so emotional. Jason Kidd get traded? Jason Kidd got traded.
Yeah, from Boston.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. I mean, from the Nets.
He was with the Nets.
Yeah. It's, it's happened. But it doesn't happen like this. They had a plan.
It
doesn't happen like this. They don't fire successful head coaches and then look to and go around begging for head coaches. That's what they're going around knocking door to door asking franchises to trade them their head coach.
We fired a head coach who went as far as he could go. It was the right thing. You have to at some point accept that Thibodeau had
you
taken
have to bring
us
in
as
better.
Far as he could take us.
You have to bring in better. Show me how we're getting better unless some other franchise is willing to give us their head coach. Where are we going that's better? Because if you give me Johnny Bryant, you're telling me you didn't like him. You're trying to do everything but hire Johnny Bryant. And then he's going to come here and you're going to tell me that's better. Because the long history of Johnny Bryant as an assistant clearly is better than Tibbs. Like, it's not just about firing Tibbs. It's about telling me how this team improves without him. How do they improve without him? How do they find a better head coach? Go around asking door to door. That's their plan right now.
The first thing you have to do is accept that this has nothing to do with Jim Dolan. You have to first have to accept that. Then after you accept that.
Better have something to do with James Dolan.
No, that has nothing to do with Jim Boone. Has nothing to do with Jim Boone.
I feel even worse about Leon Rose.
Well, I can't help how you feel. Your feelings are valid and you're entitled to them. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with Jim Dolan.
Okay.
And you have to give Leon Rose grace. Let him cook. He is doing his due diligence.
Yeah.
This is the business of basketball. He gets paid to basketball. I want you to write this down.
Okay.
I can't wait until it happens. I can't wait till it goes through. I want you to remember this moment. And, bro, you know I dominate, and you know I throw it in your face.
Enough.
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my
call. Write what down? That you're going to dominate me? Write what down? What's your prediction, Duncan? Write what down? That this is the business of basketball? Duncan, yes, there have been trades of coaches, obviously. Jason Kidd was traded. What was the circumstances with the Nets when he was traded? And what happened with Lawrence Frank and the infighting? And then he was just traded. The New York Knicks fired their most successful coach they have had in 25 years with zero plan. You can't tell me other. Let him cook? This is cooking? Are you serious? This is cooking. Hey, Dallas. Actually, we haven't even asked Dallas yet. Hey, Houston, can I have your head coach? No? Okay. Hey, Minnesota, can I have your head coach? No? Okay. I guess at some point we'll go around to ask Dallas. Hey, Dallas, can I have your head coach? No. Well, he's really cooking. Let him cook. And while we're sitting out there waiting for our meal, when they bring us whatever head coach eventually comes here, we're going to be like, well, you know, we ordered six different things before this came out. They're trying to do everything else. Like, who are they going to, whoever they hire, look what they're going through to get other head coaches. It doesn't make any sense. Let him cook. Listen, whoever they get. And I'm not saying it can't work. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying the Knicks can't hire a head coach who ends up being a successful head coach with this franchise. It's not that they can't. This is embarrassing, and it's less likely that they find that head coach. And I have less confidence in the guy who's coming here, and he's coming here under more scrutiny. Let him. This is the. Then why is Frank Isola sending out? Does Frank Isola know the business of basketball more than you, Duncan? More than me, Duncan? He's someone who's been around the game for 20-plus years and been around this organization for a long time. How come he's mocking it? How come this is the business of basketball? Firing a head coach with no plan and then just asking other teams for their successful head coaches? That's the business of basketball. Because you can point to one time a coach got traded. I mean, come on. And I'm not putting Tibbs on a pedestal. I'm not. I think he should have been the head coach. I get it. I'm saying when you fire someone that with the level of success he's had, this isn't a failed head coach and we're going to find another head coach. You might be right, right? I think it's a bit ridiculous that we point to this huge track record of him not winning NBA championships. You know how many coaches I can point to that have an enormous track record of not winning championships? It's not easy. There's a lot of head coaches that don't have a track record of winning championships. Right, including everyone that they've asked to hire, by the way. Including every single coach and most likely the coach that they end up hiring. Will have a track record of not winning NBA championships. Will they have a track record of turning a franchise around as much as he does? Or have a track record of getting the Knicks to an Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years? Again, I'm not saying Tibbs couldn't have been fired. I'm not saying that it's a disaster to fire Tibbs. I have come around on it on some level, on the idea that Tibbs won't be the coach. I disagree with it. I would have kept him. But I understand it. And to your point about the minutes and the players, it makes sense. The players are literally telling you, I won't play for them. Like, I get it. I'm not happy about it. I would have told the players, you are. But that's fine. I get it. The point being, they're not firing a coach that just won 20 games and the franchise is, you know, in a new, has to go in a new direction because they've been failing. This is not a failed head coach. This is the most successful head coach in 25 years for the Knicks. When you fire the most successful head coach you've had in a quarter century, who just took you further than you've ever been in the last 25 years, who was just in an Eastern Conference Finals and gave you the sweetest victory and biggest upset victory, arguably, in the franchise's history, if you decide to move on from him, you better have a plan. You better have an indication on where you're going to get an improvement on that head coach. That's my point this morning. Not that Tibbs couldn't be fired, and I've come to terms with the idea that he was fired. And while I disagree with it, I'll even come to the idea on the reasons why he was fired. But if you're going to do it, you have got to come up with a plan better than going door to door and asking for other teams' head coaches that are under contract and being spurned by every one of them. The reports weren't even that they were going to ask. The reports have come out that they've been told no. Like, that's it. We got two reports. Oh, they asked and we're told no. Oh, they asked Minnesota and we're told no. They asked Houston and we're told no. And if they asked Dallas, which, despite Jason Kidd being the biggest name on the board and the one everyone's talking about, they're yet to even ask Dallas. But when they do, they will be told no. This is cooking? This is the business of basketball? Firing a successful head coach and then being told no to your face by three separate organizations when you ask for their head coach? Look, if you target Jason Kidd, and you ask Dallas and they say no, okay. Right? That was the guy you wanted. There was reports that it was some mutual interest. You felt like he would want the job and maybe he could tell Dallas, look, I don't want to be here anymore, and you could figure it out. And then that makes sense to target one head coach that's under contract, to target one guy that you thought could be the next guy you believe in, you like, there's mutual interest, and if, you know, he's a big enough of a name and there's been enough turmoil in the organization where maybe that could make sense. Okay, I get it. I didn't scream about the idea of asking for Jason Kidd. I told you yesterday, go get him. That's what I said yesterday. I said, go get Jason Kidd. I'm fine with Jason Kidd. I think he has an opportunity to be a good head coach in this league. I think he is a good head coach in this league. I'm fine with Jason Kidd. He doesn't get me overly excited, but I'm fine with Jason Kidd. And I didn't scream about asking the Dallas Mavericks or asking any other team for permission because, to your point, Duncan, on some level, that is the business of basketball. To target one guy like that, that you think might work. This now feels like they're just going around looking for successful head coaches and seeing if any of them might want out. Like, that's not a plan. That's literally me and you spitballing going, you know, Finch has done a nice job. Like, that's not a plan from an organization. It's one thing if they targeted Kidd, went to go try him, failed, and then pivoted to another guy who's free and available. But now it's Dallas says no, Houston says no, Minnesota says no. Who knows who will find out said no tomorrow? Like, are you just walking or going around asking franchises to trade you their head coach? That's not cooking. That's having no idea what to do. That's being told to make dinner and having no idea how to shop for groceries. That's what that is. That's like, oh, crap. I just called for a pizza. You know, that very disappointing pizza that's, you know, stable and always gets us through. It just wasn't doing it for me anymore. The kids didn't want pizza anymore. You know, they just felt like, you know, it was in a poll of most frequently wanted dinners, pizza fell below the 50% line and the kids just didn't want pizza. And there's really no adjustment to the pizza place. It feels like it's very similar over and over again. Never mind the fact that, you know, we were eating, you know, sardines for 25 years, but the pizza over the last 5 years has gotten really stale and boring and I want something new. So we decided to cook for dinner and now I haven't been shopping in 25 years. So I'm just going to like knock on my neighbor's door and say, hey, did you make dinner tonight? That's how Leon Rose is cooking right now, Duncan. And it doesn't sound too appetizing. Let's go to Omar in North Arlington. What's up, Omar? Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Man, you know what? You know what kind of business that sounds like? Yeah. It sounds like bad business. And you know what's going to happen with that kind of cooking? It's going to taste like something you stepped in outside and you wish you didn't.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, and the idea, okay, mm-hmm. It's like James Dolan came back from Vegas from overseeing his sphere, pulled the rug out from everybody, and he said, now you guys figure it out, and went back to Vegas to deal with his sphere. I mean, that is basically what, and I didn't want to, you know what? And it's like going back to the dark ages, and somewhere Anusha Brown Sanders is sitting there laughing, saying, yep, told you so. I mean, it's going, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. Every time that I see that the guy from the Pistons, the dude who put the Knicks in the toilet, who had no idea what he was doing, who Dolan was in love with.
Isaiah Thomas?
The dude. Thank you. Isaiah Thomas. Wait. Every time I see it, first of all, I turn the TV off. And somewhere along the line during the day, I watched the video where Karl Malone opens him up like a can.
Well,
all right?
I know, but I hear what you're video. Saying. I hear what you're saying, and I know it's the frustration of the organization, but this has nothing to do with Isaiah Thomas right now. I understand
okay,
that's,
no,
I know
no,
that's James
all,
Dolan,
I, well,
but...
I, you know what? It's bad decision. It's the decision-making that reeks of when the Knicks were rudderless. Like yeah. all of a sudden, you're going to pull the rug out. I mean, I don't think that's such good business.
No.
All right?
Not,
Are they cooking, Chris?
No, I don't know,
I have no idea.
No, and thank you for the call. I don't get, you know, the idea that this is a positive and that this is the business of basketball and that they're cooking. I appreciate Duncan, and I get a kick out of his dominating stuff. I don't know how you could be pleased today and tell me this is the nature of the business. This is the nature of the business? They're out there begging door-to-door to get coaches? Like, I'm sorry. I get firing Tibbs. This isn't even about firing Tibbs anymore. This is about the process after firing Tibbs. This is the plan. Everyone said it. We all said it. You only do this if you have someone in mind. That's what everyone said. Oh, they'll pivot to the coach real quick. They know exactly who they're going to hire. You don't fire Tibbs without knowing who you're going to hire. They have no idea who they're going to hire, and this is clear. And I'll tell you the truth. Because, like, if they do have an idea who they want to hire, but they just want to talk to people, then whoever's running the PR department is dumb. Because this is terrible PR. If they really like, and I don't know if they do or not, but it's going to be hard to sell me they like Johnny Bryant now. Like, if they really like John Bryant, but it was like, hey, let's just talk. Let's just find out what, you know, is out there, what options are out there. Like, to Duncan's point, I guess that's what he means, that it's just, hey, he's doing his due diligence. Let's shake every tree and see what, you know, see what fruit falls. Like, that's, I guess, great. But when you consistently get told no, and then you're going to go to a young assistant, like, if you turn to a Malone here at this point, or you get the... You know, all of a sudden we find out Jay Wright's interested or Bobby, you know, Danny Hurley becomes the head coach. Then that's an easy, hey, you know, we were out there. If that ends up happening, then they look a little bit better. Because it's like, hey, we knew we needed an experienced coach. We knew we needed a top head coach. And we were out there just seeing who was interested. And eventually, you know, we convinced Jay Wright to be the next head coach of the Knicks. So we convinced Hurley to be the next head coach of the Knicks, or they end up trading for a very successful head coach like Spolster, or like they do something like that. Then I'm like, okay, I guess they were out there really looking for the next, you know, big time head coach, and they landed it. But if it comes back with like just, you know, some assistant, and not to knock Johnny Bryant, but if it comes back with just some assistant that they end up on, that's what it's going to feel like. It's going to feel like they struck out trying to get a big-time head coach, and they just ended up with Johnny Bryant because he was available. And then how do you tell me that, you know, the Knicks have clearly made an upgrade at the head coaching position? Because isn't that the point? Because to Duncan's point, when Duncan talks and when a lot of these Knicks fans talk, it's more important that Tibbs had to go than how do the Knicks get better. Duncan didn't once say, well, this is going to make the Knicks better, or, you know, it's just Tibbs had to go. And I think that's what bothers me the most of this. How can you convince me? I'm not putting him on a pedestal. You're burying him. You're burying him. You're saying he's lousy and that this is what he does, that he gets the team to this level and then he can't move forward and nobody wants to play for him and he had to go or it was going to fall apart. Well, he was a guy who put it together. How are you going to... He had to go? If he has to go, the answer has to be, here's how we get better. How are you going to convince me the next coach is clearly better when you have no idea where he's coming from and you have no plan of getting him and you have no clear-cut guy and you're just out there throwing darts and seeing which one lands? Like, it's hearing the reports today and then hearing Shams and, you know, watching the Yankees and seeing Mike Francesa, of all people, the great Mike Francesa, break the story that they asked Chris Finch. He was the first one with it. Francesa was the one who broke the story on Chris Finch being asked in Minnesota, and Minnesota said no. Tibbs had to go. Had to. So that we could hire whom exactly? Whichever franchise is willing to get rid of their head coach? It's hard to understand the plan, that's all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.